You're not much of an individual performance guy, and there's a lot of season left to be played, but just hearing your name now added to the list of features with 100 catches in a single season, you, Troy Brown, Wes Welker, players that I know you know a lot about, does that mean anything to you?
I mean, it's cool and everything, but you really go out and you play for other things, like playing in the last game of the year and winning that game, and we've put ourselves in an opportunity to go one step closer to that. It's definitely kind of cool. Just with the road, it's been a crazy road, but it's definitely been kind of cool.
Talk about the work you put in the off season to get to the point where you are now. You know, it doesn't happen overnight. It's one of those things that you came in as a quarterback, and now you come in. And this season as a 100 catch receiver. It's a little bit different.
It is, and I don't want to take anything away from this win tonight, but guys that played here in the past, like Welk, Randy, and then Tom Brady. I mean, he's helped me a lot, being a professional and going out there learning how to deal with the off season, learning that there is no off season. It's about getting better and coming into camp in shape and coming into camp ready and all that kind of stuff. It was a crazy year because I didn't get to have that this year with the broken foot and a lot of things haven't gone my way in the past. Playing behind someone that's doing really well, or whether it's injuries or not executing certain situations. It was kind of cool to get that today, and more importantly, it was definitely great to go out there and win in those conditions against a team that has a solid defense and that are almost built for those conditions with the the way they play offense and then the way they stop the run and situationally play on third and in the red area. So it was definitely cool to do that.
You've always been a team guy. How did it feel today when you get a chance to block and watch the running game do what it does? Because it just ate it up on the ground.
I mean, it was awesome. LeGarrette, Ridd, Shano. Those guys played a heck of a game, and when you're a receiver, you like that because that just sets up other things. With how everything was going out there with the rain and stuff, we didn't need to as much, and I think we were pretty efficient in the past game when we had to. There's some plays here and there that I think we will have to work on. We'll have to look at the film and be able to execute a little better going into the next games. But it was definitely great to see LeGarrette have the game he did, especially on the kickoff returns. And yeah, I mean, he's Ridd Dog going back there, and Shano doing his thing. So those guys did great. And I mean, you can't forget to include that offensive line. I mean, those guys, they played their tails off, and Logue, Wendy, Marcus, Conley, I mean, Solder, Klein when he came in, all those guys, man, they blocked their tails off, and you live and die by those guys.
With all the guys going, you turned out to be one of the most experienced guys. Was there any extra pressure on you at all?
No. I mean, that's not really pressure. Pressure is when you have like $300 in your account, like five kids, and you have like $800 in bills. That's pressure.
So you know me well.
Yeah. No, but it was more of an opportunity. Around here, if you just do your job, you put in the work, you prepare, you'll be given an opportunity. And the other receivers have done a great job to just come in and be able to do what they did this year. This is a tough system, and to have three guys that have never played in the system and three rookies and Danny, I mean, it's you got to tip your hat to those guys because they've helped us win a bunch of games as well.
Talk about the perseverance of this team. All the injuries that come out as well as you did.
I mean, this season has been a crazy roller coaster of emotion, players in and out. we preach a lot around here, being a tough, smart football team. And we've done that a lot this year. We've been in every game. We've played situational football pretty solid. I mean, there's times where we didn't, and there's times where we have. But this team's definitely very mentally tough. You know, you're down in a drive, and it's the last drive of the game, and we need to score. We need a field goal. You know, guys are just doing their job, and you know, our coaches put us in that situation each week, and they make the situations very hard, and so it prepares us for the games. You know, practice execution is game reality. So, you know, we build our confidence there. We learn in the classroom. We bring it to the practice field, and we try to execute it on Sundays. And, you know, from time to time, we've done it, and there's been times where we haven't. So, you know, it's going to be good to build off that stuff and go into the playoffs with all that in our foundation.
Were you able to appreciate what LeGarrette accomplished today?
Heck yeah. I mean, he played an outstanding game, and he helped us win. So, you know, being a teamer as well, you know, it's always good to see, you know, another guy go out there and get some big returns. Especially with LeGarrette, man, he's been working hard. You know, and it's good to see that stuff paying off. And not just him, but, you know, Ridd went out there and had some big runs, and Vereen came in and, you know, had some runs and made some plays out of the backfield. You know, our line blocked great. You know, Tom put us in the right plays. Defense made plays. You know, it was a good complimentary game. I'm sure there's stuff that we have to work on. We're gonna try to fix that after watching the film, but it's definitely a cool game.
Did you know that big 250-pound guy had those long returns in him?
Yeah. I mean, he's been doing it consistently, having big runs throughout the year. So, I mean, you've seen it, Atlanta, you know, the preseason game. You know, he's had some big runs, so he's like a slippery big man.
Is he faster than you?
Ask LeGarrette.
The fool is out there with the footing.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Cutting.
The footing?
Yeah, the footing. Do the receivers have an advantage?
I mean, I don't know if you have an advantage. You definitely have to, you know, work on the top of your routes. And when stuff like that happens, you kind of rush your routes a little more. So it's definitely something you have to think about, getting depths, top routes. It's definitely hard for the defender to tackle you when we're both wet, but it's hard for the ball carrier to hold the ball close to his body without it slipping and stuff. So, you know, everyone's dealing with elements, and that's when you have to go back to your fundamentals and just kind of think about those things and think about coaching points in each plays and, you know, yeah, really have to emphasize it.
It's very difficult making your cuts with 3 inches of water on the field.
You know, that turf actually is pretty good. So, I mean, if it was grass, it'd probably be a little different. But you relatively get some decent footing on that stuff. You do have to think about it, and you do have to keep your shoulder over your toes, and you got to drop your butt. So, but it's definitely a little more. It's probably a little more difficult than regularly. Okay.